What's going on, guys? It's Dottie here with a new episode of The Progressive Vibe. Yes, I said The Progressive Vibe. I recently changed the name of my show from Political Vibes. That's what it was called, but I wanted to have something to, you know, sound a little bit more official. And yeah, the Progressive Vibe is stuck with me. I vibe with it. I hope you guys vibe with it. I hope you guys like it. And you know, if not, I understand that too. That's what democracy is, guys. But yeah, so today is July 6th, 2020. I hope everybody has had a great day. I hope everybody had a great weekend. You know, Saturday was Independence Day. So if you guys did anything, I hope you guys were safe doing it. I hope you guys were responsible doing it. And yeah, I was off actually for work, but I didn't do anything. I actually just chilled out. I actually live away from my family, so I wasn't able to see my family, but I did call them and everything and touch bases with them. And they weren't really doing anything either because of, you know, the whole coronavirus thing, understandably so. And yeah, that's what I did pretty much too. I, you know, had a few drinks, you know, did, you know, some other festivities. Just know that these festivities are legal in some states. So I'm not just around here, you know, doing this and doing that, but, yeah. So anyway, I hope everybody really stayed safe, and I hope your family and your friends and your loved ones are also staying safe and healthy and just blessed. It's been a wild ride, you know. It's been a hell of a 2020. Things really haven't got any better. From the last podcast I made, it just hasn't got any better. This weekend in my state, again, if you guys didn't know, I'm Alabama native. I'm from Alabama. I stay in Alabama. And the amount of people who don't wear a mask in public is just astonishing. It just really, really is. It's just no other way to put it. It's just really, really mind-blowing that so many people in my state aren't taking this pandemic as seriously as they should. Because, I mean, quite frankly, the president of the United States isn't taking it as seriously as he should. And thus, this is the result. Alabama is a conservative state. They're a red state. In 2016, Trump won in a landslide when it came to facing Hillary Clinton, a landslide. And a part of me really don't blame them for voting in that way back then, because Hillary's just as terrible as Trump. But I chose the lesser of the two evils, and I voted for Hillary. I didn't want to, but I just didn't want to vote for Trump. I'm gonna just keep it real with you. And it's just almost like it's like a deja vu type of thing going on this year on 2020. We got elections coming up in November, and it's gonna be, unfortunately, Biden versus Trump, and it's choosing the lesser of the two evils. It just is. And I wish that we lived in a day and age to where, the people's voice actually mattered, but it is still being suppressed in ways. Bernie, and yeah, I might sound like a sore loser right now, but Bernie should have been on the ticket. He just should have been on the ticket. He should have been on the ticket. And Biden is just a whole nother subject that I will have to get into a whole nother day. But as of now, I do want to focus on these COVID-19 updates and just a few takeaways on, what's been happening, particularly in my state. So, as I said, Independence Day was this weekend, and I live really close to a couple of beaches, and pretty much I live in a tourist town. So it was just a lot of people from out of state, just out and about down here. And in case you guys didn't know, Florida closed their beaches right before 4th of July and all that. So everybody came on down to Sweet Home, Alabama, because, KIV hasn't really been taking any kind of steps to really zoom in on how serious this pandemic is, because her party really don't think it's that big of a deal. I'm gonna just keep it 100 with you. And again, I'm not taking anything that the Democrats are doing. I'm not trying to compare the two, but Democrats have been trying to put forth bills such as, everyone, get $2,000 a month, if you're, if you're unemployed, or if you're working through these hard times because people have to pay bills, or that's my thing. They wanted to do that. They wanted to do that. I think it was one proposal that was up to 3 months, $2,000, to each American, 18 or and up, that that is required, that has tax returns, blah blah blah. Pretty much how they did the $1,200, the one-time $1,200 check, stimulus check that we got. That was going to be applied, and it was going to be $2,000 for up to 3 months. And then it was another proposal. It was $2,000 a month, up to 12 months. And so pretty much up until the pandemic slows down or has halted. Because in case you guys didn't know, it's millions and millions and millions of people who are currently out of work right now. The last time I checked, another 1.5 million people at the end of this week file for unemployment. And I think it is up, if I'm not mistaken, to about 25,000. I mean, 25 million people are currently unemployed right now. And it's a lot of these states, including my state, don't want to give out unemployment because you got politicians out there. And hell, they might be on both sides of the aisle. I'm pretty sure they are, Democrats and Republicans. But I have specifically heard from Republicans that, they don't want to give people who can work unemployment if they can work. They don't want to, if somebody's terrified of going to work because of the coronavirus and they have to go home to somebody who has pre-existing conditions, or whatever the case may be, or if they're sick themselves, they might not be eligible for unemployment because people who are getting unemployment are considered to be lazy or just don't want to work. Like it's not a pandemic going on right now. And so that line of thinking unfortunately gets people killed. It just does. And it's just sad. It's just sad. It's just a shame that that's what it's come down to. And we don't even have people who want to even put on a mask to come in a freaking grocery store. Like it's ridiculous. All these talking points that I've heard, people don't want to wear masks because it makes you look weak. Really? Wearing a mask makes you look weak? These same people who like watch superhero movies, 9 times out of 10 that wear masks, and you think they're strong and big and bad. And that's just on like a funny level. I'm just using a superhero movie on a funny level, but on a more serious level, are you really saying that you don't want to come in a store? You don't want to wear a mask to protect you from a deadly virus and to protect the person across from you or around you from a deadly virus is because it makes you look weak. That's just insanity. I mean, it's just insanity. And unfortunately, I've heard talking points of people saying, if you don't allow me to come in here and shop without a mask, then that's discrimination. Like seriously? Is like for real? So you're saying if a store has a current policy during a pandemic that is going on in our country that says you must wear a mask while you're inside of the store, you have the audacity to say because you don't want to wear a mask. That you are being discriminated against. If that ain't crazy, I don't know what is. First of all, discrimination is not telling you to wear a mask because of whatever reason you got cooked up in your head. No, the reason is because it is a deadly virus out there that can potentially kill you and other folks. So that is why it is a requirement to wear a mask. And how about this? If you don't want to wear a mask in that store, don't go to that store. It's just that simple. And honestly, the store that you go to, if they don't have it to where like you need to wear a mask while you're in here, then they need to get with the times too. It's not going to kill you that you have a mask over your face. People want to say, well, it's bad to inhale your own, carbons and all that stuff, just any kind of excuse to not wear the mask you come up with. Just any you just use any and everything. Now, I understand folks that are elderly or folks that have heart related problems that maybe will be like, hey, look, like I can't breathe in these masks for a long periods of time, so like what am I supposed to do? There's ways around that. You can order your groceries offline. There's all kind of services now that you can order your stuff offline. Or you can get a family member to go and bring you your groceries. I just know, I guarantee you that the people who go get your groceries are probably going to be having masks on too when they go in the store. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And again, I understand elderly people, people with conditions and stuff like that. If you don't feel comfortable wearing a mask inside of a store, then you probably don't need to be in that. You just don't need to go in the store. You know, and it's not because you're being discriminated against, it's because of your own safety. It's just that simple. Discrimination is if the store that you're going inside of says, and I'm not going to use brown people or white, I'm just going to say gay people. If the store that you go inside of says, if a gay person walks up to a store, they have their mask on or whatever the case may be, and the store says, we have a policy that we only serve straight people. We don't serve any gay people. That is discrimination. If you can't go inside somewhere, you're a taxpayer and you live in this state or wherever state you live in, and they tell you you can't be inside this store because you're gay, then that is discrimination. That is wrong. But a store that is being cautious about their clientele, about their customers, whatever store it is, by telling them that they need to wear a mask inside of a enclosed area for your safety and for other people's safety. If that's too much for you to handle, then you probably just don't need to go inside that place. It's probably a good idea that you don't go in there. But yeah, guys, those are my thoughts on the whole masks and the whole people not taking it as serious as they should. If you guys did know, on the 4th of July, there were 41,865 confirmed cases in Alabama. There were 1,600 deaths. That was on July 2nd. Today, it has surpassed 42,000 folks, and the death count has went up as well. And if you don't believe me, you can look this stuff up. It's sitting there right on Google. It's sitting there right on the CDC health website. That's a big deal. My state's not that big. Alabama is definitely not one of the biggest states in the country. But instead of us taking measures to keep the cases from not spreading, we did the opposite. Kayavi talking about, well, this ain't California. No, it ain't California. Do you see California's numbers? They're taking the right measures and their cases are still going up. Did you see how big New York cases was? I think their numbers are coming down a little bit, but like, they're one of the highest, if not the highest, COVID hit spots in the country. Texas, Arizona, Florida. Like, you can go on and on. Like, they're spiking everywhere. And they're spiking here in Alabama. And, you know, the whole talking point before everything got to be 40K plus cases confirmed in Alabama. It was the whole, well, you know, we don't need to take it. We don't need to close everything down because it's not that big of a deal in Alabama. But all of a sudden now it's that big of a deal. So now you want to take little small measures to do the right thing. Like it's ridiculous. And this is why it's so important to vote in our state and local elections, not just the big ones, but the small ones too. Because the small ones are actually the ones you really need to pay attention to. So I really wish I had good news to share. I wish I had something more positive to say, but I don't, because this is the reality that we're unfortunately living in at this time. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, if you guys don't know who Dr. Anthony Fauci is, he is a key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. And he currently serves in the current administration. And you got news outlets like Fox, even the president, Republicans, saying that, you know, pretty much Anthony Fauci is not God. Anthony Fauci is only one person. He can't possibly know everything. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is working for the Democrats. He's actually working for Biden. You got the president of the United States literally retweeting hashtag fire Dr. Anthony Fauci. So if you guys didn't know who Anthony Fauci was, stick around. I'm gonna break that all down in our next segment. Stay tuned, guys. What's going on, guys? We're back here on The Progressive Vibe. I'm Dottie, your host. Thank you guys for again tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it. Big shout out to y'all. Big shout out to the family. They're doing good. They're healthy. They're staying safe. Shout out to my friends and loved ones. I'm glad that everyone's doing safe on my end, and I hope that everyone on your end is doing well. So yeah, guys. So back to the story at hand. In the last previous segment, I was talking about you know, the whole coronavirus and my thoughts and my updates on that. And at the end of the segment, last segment, I was gonna tell you more about Dr. Anthony Fauci on who he was. You just got a bunch of people, you know, in the administration who he works for in the White House, Fox News. You just have a bunch of people saying stuff, pretty much trying to discredit him, and, you know, say that, you know, he's only one person, he only knows so much, he doesn't know everything. And, you know, again, I remember seeing something Trump retweeted on Twitter. It had hashtag fire Dr. Fauci. And again, yes, it's only Twitter, but it's the President of the United States. And if the President of the United States wants to go on Twitter and retweet something somebody else said, then if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I've been doing that, and that's just the type of person Donald Trump is, who he's always been. And that's just why I ain't vote for him. And I didn't want to vote for Hillary, but I had to vote for the lesser two evils. And that's what the chips were dealt. And I understand folks who voted for Trump, just like I understand folks who voted for Hillary. But in this current time, if you're not disgusted with what Trump has did throughout his presidency or said, then something's wrong with you. Plain and simple. I mean, for Christ's sakes, the man just retweeted some old white guy in Florida on his golf cart yelling out white power, white power. You know, so I mean, I would say it's a safe bet that to say that Donald Trump's racist. He just don't really care for brown folks. Just keeping it 100. And quite honestly, he don't care for a lot of his so-called constituents or followers that he represents. He don't care about y'all either. He don't care about y'all either. He just knows what to say, and it triggers that certain population of his supporters, and it triggers them into just agreeing with whatever he says. But fortunately, it's some people who have voted for him that aren't going to vote for him in the fall. And that's really, really crucial coming for what we're about 4 months to election. That's really, really crucial. He's really, really did a bad job in handling the coronavirus. He's really, really done a bad job. Like, even like the supporter said, he's doing a bad job. That's why he's losing support. Quite frankly, he should have been lost support. But sadly, it takes something as drastic as something that's contagious, something that can affect everyone, before people start getting the whole concept of, okay, well, you know what? Maybe Donald Trump needs to get out the White House. No, no shit. I mean, I can go on and on. I would need 3 segments to go over everything Donald Trump has done for people to be like, you know what? Why is this guy in the White House? I can recite things that he has done that deserves for him to be not only impeached, but removed from office. But I digress. So back to Dr. Fauci. If you didn't know who Dr. Fauci was, he was appointed director of NIAID, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, in 1984. He has an extensive research portfolio of basic and applied research to prevent, diagnose, and treat established infectious diseases such as HIV, AIDS, respiratory infections, diarrheal diseases, as well as other well-known diseases like Ebola. I think the other one was the Zika virus. Z-I-K-A, the Zika virus. He's served under 6 presidents. So this whole notion of Dr. Fauci working with the Democrats, he's a part of the Democrats, and he's behind the scenes working for Biden and all this stuff. Like, he literally served under 6 presidents. Like, he served under Republican presidents, and he served under Democrat presidents. He served under Obama. He served under George Bush. He's currently serving right now under Trump's administration. The dude has credibility. The dude knows what he's talking about. And it's a reason why he's still a part and the director of the coronavirus task force. It's because he knows what he's talking about. It's not about one person knowing all and stuff like that. He's been honored for 35 years of leadership in HIV policy and research of AIDS. And again, he's the lead director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Like, he knows what he's talking about. I tell you what he ain't gonna say. He's not gonna go up there and say it's okay to drink bleach. He's not going to sit up there and say that you can take these prescription drugs and it'll go away. That's been recalled because it's been, the side effects has been killing people. Like, come on now. Like, we got to get with the times, man. We got to, like, listen to people. You know, we got to listen to people who has credibility, who has been serving. Like, I'm just trying to see, like, what is it that Dr. Fauci is trying to look for politically wise? He's been serving in the same position for 35 years. What is he trying to do to make you, like, not get voted for in November? Like, he's trying to cost you your election, Donald Trump? No. You're costing yourself the election on your handling of it. Dr. Fauci don't need to cook up something to get you to not get elected. You doing that your own self. And it's a disgrace that not only Donald Trump, but people in his administration, some of these senator Republicans, some of these representatives of these states, that's really going to copy and paste what Donald Trump been saying about Dr. Fauci. And this guy been serving for 35 years. And he done served 6 presidents. Like, get out of here. So, guys, I'm going to read you this Axios article on July. It was July 2nd, 2020. It's some really, really important stuff. And after I read this, it's going to conclude my show. But I think it's really, really, really important. Here's some key takeaways. So, Axios reports U.S. daily coronavirus cases topped 50,000 for the first time. This was July 2nd. So, within that time, these states where the pandemic is accelerating, particularly in the Sun Belt, these are some of the states where the pandemic is accelerating. So here's the numbers. Texas had 8,076 cases. Arizona had 4,878 cases. Georgia had 2,946 cases. North Carolina had 1,843 cases, and Tennessee with 1,806 cases. And again, these states where the pandemic is accelerating, particularly in the Sun Belt, while the outbreak obviously worsens in the South. Like, Alabama's not on there, but, you know, the outbreak has gotten worse throughout the South. Axios also reports, by the numbers, across the U.S., almost 2.7 million people had tested positive for COVID-19 from more than 32.8 million tests as of Thursday morning, over 128,000 Americans have died from the virus. The NID, again, which is the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, testified to a Senate committee Tuesday that the U.S. was seeing about 40,000 new cases daily and that the number would rise rapidly. He said, quote, if it does not turn around, he said, again, quote, will not be surprised if the U.S. begins reporting up to 100,000 new cases per day. Per day. And it goes on to say the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned in June that the country's total numbers of infection may be closer to more than 23 million or around 10 times the 2.3 million confirmed cases at the time. This was a Axios article, July 2nd, 2020. So I just think that those were some very, very important takeaways. And I think that it was a very, very important article to share with you guys. And I hope everything sounded great on my end. I have a new mic. So I tested earlier and it sounded pretty good. I hope I'm sounding pretty clear and pretty, you know, pretty good to y'all. But yeah, that was my show, guys. You guys stay safe out there. Stay healthy. Please be responsible. Please encourage people to wear a mask. You know, I know it's hard to do in certain states like mine, but that still doesn't deter me from trying to put in that effort, you know, to make sure, you know, people who I care about, you know, people who I see, you know, that I've talked to, if they're not, you know, hey, look, you might want to, because the cases are going up and, like, you know, how expensive things are. Don't even get me started with our healthcare system. You know, people can't afford these things, which is sad. We got to do what we got to do. And, you know, if you got to put on a mask for the foreseeable future, because I hate to break it to you guys if you didn't know it or not, but things aren't slowing down. Things are getting worse. You know, and they're talking about potentially, like in my state, opening the school back up in fall. Like, that makes sense. Having 18 kids per classroom and having the teachers wear masks and having the kids wear masks and things like that. Like, that's not normal. That's not right. And if you're going to make the kids do, come in class 2 days and work 3 days from home online, then, like, you should just probably do it online. And, if you're going to require that, then the school should be obligated, or the city, the state, whoever's in charge of that kind of stuff. They should be required to give their students access to a laptop. It doesn't have to be a free laptop. It can be returned. But, like, if you're going to have kids, expect kids to learn and do work, school work at home online, then everybody's not able to afford a laptop. Everybody can't afford a laptop, you know? So, you know, things like that. But definitely, I feel like returning back to the classroom is definitely too soon. I think it should be online into the foreseeable future. And I think that laptops should be provided to kids so they could get their proper education. If you're going to have kids going back to school. And yeah, guys, that's where I stand on it. I love you guys so much. I'm going to make an episode, hopefully sooner rather than later. A lot of things are going on at this current time, with the protest and just life in general and everything. The protest, I feel very strongly about. I feel like not feel like I am a supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement. And things that's been going on, all this injustice that's been going on, it's starting to come to light. And I think that this generation that's coming up, not my generation, which are millennials, not saying that it's not our generation, but our generation is just like, it's heads or tails, man. It's 50-50, man. Like, we got a certain section that wants to fight, and then we got a certain section that just wants to just be the anti-fight, And so, but this generation that's coming up, generation, what is it? Is it Z or whatever? I'm not good with the whole generations and stuff, but the generation that's coming up, they're definitely more diverse, and they definitely ain't taking no bullshit. And that gets me excited to, that gets me excited for the future. Because I know a lot of stuff they just aren't going to take. They don't want to be subjected to that kind of stuff, and they don't want to subject their future kids potentially to that kind of stuff. Such as climate change and healthcare for all, and just a more pleasant way of life for everyone, not just the top 10% of folks. And I respect that. And so yeah, guys, again, I'm Dottie. I'm your host of the Progressive Vibe. I hope you guys enjoyed everything that I had to say. I hope that I didn't talk your ears off. It is about 40 minutes, so I think I did. And yeah, it's more to come, guys. Please share this to people who you think that will listen. And please, guys, continue to check in and listen and give me your thoughts. You can follow me, and I follow back. You can follow me on Twitter at DottieD92. So that's DAHDEE, the number 9 and the number 2. So at DottieD92. You can also follow me on Facebook at Dodrick, Dodd. Rick, King, King. So first name Dodrick, last name King. You can follow me on there. But I'm usually on Twitter. That is my main network. But please, guys, check me out. Follow me on social media. I follow back. And yeah, guys, see you guys next time. Peace out.